Little Words Big Story is supported by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland Sound and Vision Scheme through the television licence fee.
Big Witchog is Valtriga Little Words Big Story, the programme where you have your say. I'm Rhys Costello.
And I'm Sienna Harry.
And we'll be presenting today's programme.
This is the first of our four-part series. We had a brilliant response to our call for stories and poems, and the work we've received are fantastic.
So the only way to choose between the different stories and poems sent in to us is we read them, put them all in a box and pick them out as we go.
Thank you very much for your hard work. Your stories, poems and pictures are exceptional. So the very best of luck to you all.
Sienna, would you like to choose the first story out of the story box, please?
Of course.
The first ever story on the Little Words Big Story series comes from Skullnatron.
Teddy Moore. We callin on Darvanum Una. We Teddy Eki Ofeist Rion. On Teddy Abar La Una. Goklar Dimishi Lesh on Ofeist. A Goklar Dos and Teddy Nismogs Nismo. We Isig and Ofeist on Fa Arauche Ig Ari Nis Raidul. Gakwar a dimir una lesh, ak ni aka una e sho, ni aka shisha ak teddy moor is knock. La wan vi una booked a queena, vin ofesh imiha, nur sub she's in queena, huig she mak a kortu on teddy. Vul spinavi, bader gerhitche sequil nur roushi ag tocht walia, deg she sequil, agus honig she wood gurm ag shul, vi she an kosul lena teddy a kalshi, vi fati ser una. Huig si walia ar nos na guiha, ní yaki si rash quig an quill o hin, agus ní ag an ulfeis an quill ac an irid.
That's a great start to the programme. I think we'll be hearing from a school in the sun again in the series. We're heading to Holy Trinity National School for the next story, which will be read by Katie.
Can He Make It by Jake MacDonald. Mr. Watkins was a quiet man, mostly because nobody listened to him. He was a great man with a round pot belly and black hair with a few greys. Harold David Watkins was his full name. Harold after his father and David after his uncle who was killed in a car crash before Harold was born. Harold lived in a rundown apartment from the 70s on a rundown street full of criminals and stray dogs with missing tails and legs. Harold was a bus driver, earning just $3.25 per hour and working 18 hours a week. The bus was filthy, rusty and odd, which meant less customers. Although he lived a not so good life, he made the most of it. When Harold was a kid, and even now as a 43-year-old man, he always wanted to be an actor. The reason he never did was because he couldn't afford to go to school, let alone college. His parents got divorced when he was 15, his dad died of a bullet wound when he was 17, and his mom died when he was 19. Harold doesn't have many friends, but the ones he has keeps him going. Harold has tried to get a better job, but because he didn't go to school, he doesn't have any qualifications. One Monday morning, Harold heard something on the radio that would change his life forever. He heard about a homeless man in LA who lost everything, but with hard work and determination, turned his life around and now lives in a 10-acre mansion with a supermodel wife and two genius kids. Hearing his story made him want to do the same, so he got two extra jobs in a petrol station and shop. Within 2 months, Harold had saved enough to go to college and buy a small car. For the first week of college, everything seemed to be going well. He had new friends, his new car, and soon he could afford a new apartment. Until one day, on his way to college, Harold's car got hit by a speeding lorry. When he woke up, he found out he was in hospital. He had been in a coma for 3 months. That wasn't the worst part, though. He also found out he would never walk again. This news meant that Harold would have to give up working and he wouldn't be able to pay rent, let alone college. He was fuming. The next week, after he got discharged from hospital, he sued the driver that hit him and the company who employed him. He won the case, and in total, Harold received €148,987.35, which meant he could get a new apartment and still go to college. In the coming months, Harold would graduate college with a diploma for acting and musical arts. Then he went on to get married, have a baby girl named Alice, and have a successful career as an actor and singer.
You know, I think I'd like to hear some poems.
Great idea. I'll have a look in the poetry box. Here's one that comes from Our Lady Immaculate National School, Darndale. Animals by Carly Johnson. Animals are really cute. They're really funny. Some are fluffy and small, some are big and tall. They're cuddly and cute, but some are loud when there is a crowd. I love my dog, who's called Oscar. What a Pomeranian. Hedgehogs are small as Mikey, but a lion is big and mighty. Dogs are fluffy and the best, and they have such hair on their chest. My favourite animals are scorpion because it's my zodiac sign. Do you have a favourite pet, Sienna?
Yes, it's really hard to pick, but I'd have to say a panda because they're just so cute. Oh, this poem from Gail School, Colum Kill, looks good enough to eat. Chocolate by Cathal Hickey. Twix, Snickers, Minstrels and Mars. These are my favourite chocolate bars. With extra money, I tried to buy Lindt, or possibly something with a little mint. I definitely like Galaxy, it's the best. I think it's better than the rest. Although I'd settle for a Milky Way, because I want chocolate every day.
That was delicious.
Do you prefer chocolate or crisps, Reese?
I prefer chocolate. What do you prefer, Sienna?
I'd have to agree with you, Reese. I'd have to say chocolate.
I think we'll have another poem before we go back to the stories.
How about this one from St. Francis of Assisi Primary School, Belmain? My School by Katie Duffy. St. Francis of Assisi gives education and long summer and winter breaks, 5.5 hours a day. Lots of games and fields to play. One has to work hard to get a good report card. One has to do a lot of exercise to get medals and prizes. Boys and girls here don't scream, we all work together as a team. Students here don't waste their time on gossips, but try to keep promises.
We'll need our anti-mosquito spray as we head into the rainforest for our next story read by Shane.
Exploring the Amazon's Rainforest by Dung Lee Hand. Once there were two crews that were rivals. They wanted to see who could last the longest in the Amazon. Whoever lost had to give the other crew 1 million. The two leaders of one crew were brothers. They were very close together. The crew were family and best friends. The other crew were family and friends as well. There were 15 on each crew. The two brothers' team was called Family of God. The other team was called Best Family, but they weren't really the best family. The two brothers' names were Jake and Jack. Jake and Jack brought the camping stuff. Their cousins brought the tents and their friends brought the fire stuff because the animals would attack if there was no fire. They all had some food and brought loads with them. The other team did as well, but it wasn't as good as or better than Jake's team. The other team was where the slots are. Also, they had the cold side of the Amazon and it was the worst part. The two teams saw very dangerous animals like tarantulas, black widow spiders, snakes and jaguars. They've probably also seen an anaconda snake. If I saw one, I would run out of the Amazon. But I would never go to the Amazon because I would be too scared to go there. The animals are so dangerous. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I remember. Jake's team did not like Team 2 because they were very annoying. Jake and Jack's team were very close to winning. They saw the end of the Amazon, but a jaguar jumped in the way. Jake shot it with the sleeping dart and knocked it out. They won! After Jake and Jack's team won, they went back to Dublin and they celebrated their win. They won 1 million just from this Amazon challenge, which took like 2 weeks, not that long. All that really matters is that they got back safely and got to see their family.
We're heading down the road to Gael School, Columbkill, for a chilling tale read by Grace.
The Shadow Man by Caoimhe Mooney. Once there was a man who was very lonely and nobody ever looked at him or talked to him. He lived in the forest where there was no love for him. One day he was walking in the town and everybody was telling him to go, so he ran away as fast as he could. The next day he was walking in the forest when he saw a god, but it was not the best god. This was a bad god. So the man was asking for a wish, and the god said yes. The man was very happy, but he did not know what he was getting. The god then turned him into a shadow man, and he was a shadow man for 14,000 years.
Stories about witches and haunted houses always figure very strongly in these types of series.
Great, I love a good scare.
How about another trip to our poetry box?
I think so.
Here's a poem from your school, Sienna. Rainbows by Abby Whelan. Rainbows, rainbows, rainbows. Sparkly rainbows, colourful rainbows. These are just a few. Big rainbows, glittery rainbows, small rainbows too. Shiny rainbows, dull rainbows. Don't forget the leprechauns under the rainbows. Last of all, best of all, I like the gold at the end of the rainbows.
And this one's from your school, Reese. Dublin Game by Anne Foley. Dublin are the very best, they will be all the rest. Everyone will be there, I wonder what I should wear. I wore a blue hat and skirt, I saw the ball hit the dirt. I had some chips in a ball, then I saw Dublin score a goal.
I like this one from Scolania in Ruhinia. Water Lily by Innes Molan. Lovely, gentle water lily, pale like snow, lying on the river surface. Her magnificent petals glow. Silver droppings rest on her petals. When I see your pleasant face, you make me smile.
Ah, that was very calming.
We're heading out the Malahide Road for our next story.
Friendship War by Abby Woods. Niamh hated school. She would always have an excuse not to go to school. It was pains in her stomach, ankles, wrists and knees. On the other hand, her best friend Amelia loved school. It was like Disneyland for her. They were totally different about school, but still they were each other's BFF. They were off school for 2 weeks because 1 week before they found ants in the school. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm also not going to say names out loud or anything, but let's just say it was all Neve's fault. She had done this on purpose so they could have a few days off school. Her target was to get any pest in the school, which she did. How did she do this, you're probably wondering, but it was quite easy. During lunchtime, when she finished her food, she would pour the crumbs onto the ground before the teachers came back into the room. She would get Amelia's crumbs as well to attract more infestation. But Amelia always caught her, so she had to tell Amelia her plan and her target. Amelia knew that. For years, Niamh had been trying to get Amelia to do pranks with her, but she had always refused. Amelia would tell Niamh the pranks and revenge was not necessary, and Niamh would look like she was listening, but what she was really doing was thinking of new ways to start a prank war. Amelia knew what she was doing, but just kept on going with her lecture. Anyways, let's get back to the story. One day, the principal came around to every classroom in the school and told the children there were ants in the school. She had gotten inspectors in, so the children had to stay at home for 2 weeks. Niamh was super happy. She had got the whole school off for 14 days, but Amelia was the complete opposite. Just to be clear, she was upset. While Neve pranced around in the garden, Amelia sat on a stone. "Come on, Amelia, have some fun," said Neve. "No thanks, I have 2 weeks to do it." "I'll do it some other time," said Amelia. Neve knew she wasn't going to get Amelia to change her mind, but she still wanted to have some fun. Amelia felt the same on the inside, but didn't show it. Amelia had four favorite things about school. Number one, maths. Number two, Irish. Number three, English. And number four, playtime. She liked playtime because she felt like she was free. But unfortunately, whenever playtime began in school, Neve would never play with Amelia because she hated school. Amelia had other friends to play with, but it would never be the same as playing with Neve. You would say she doesn't know how it feels to play with Neve, but she does. Neve and Amelia used to play out in the field all the time when they were little kids. But when they grew up, Neve would never play with anybody when she was on school grounds. Anyway, toot toot, ah! I know what that was. That was the teacher's way of telling them to line up. She always said, ah, at the end because she was relieved she could get away from the children. As they all lined up, Neve and Amelia met at the end of the line. Even though Neve wouldn't play with Amelia, she never got upset because she understands her hate feelings for school. They walked into their classrooms and sat down, but there was an announcement calling Neve to the office. She pretended she didn't hear it, but then another announcement was made telling her to come to the office alone. She wouldn't go, so Amelia told her she had heard the principal say it was because she was getting time off school because Neve got the ants so the whole school could have a break. She wasn't too happy about the ants, but very happy because she got to rest. "When was that?" asked Neve. "Morning," said Amelia. As soon as Amelia finished talking, Neve packed her lunch and pencil case into her bag and grabbed her coat off the hook, not noticing she took everybody else's coat along with hers. She rushed down to the office, pushing or bulging through anybody that was in her way. When Neve got down to the office, the principal started talking to her, but she got up and told the principal to shush, and before she knew it, Neve was at the door about to leave. The principal insisted for Neve to come back, but she had just kept on walking further down the corridor. The next day, Neve got called down to the office again. Neve skipped down the hall to the office. As soon as she arrived at the office, she kept sighing. As she arrived at the office, the principal was standing at the door looking very cross. Her arms were folded and she kept sighing. This was the angriest Neve had ever seen her. She told her to enter the office and sit down. She started off giving out to Neve for leaving school early without permission. She told the principal the story Amelia told her, but the principal would not believe her. When Neve went back to class, it was time to go outside to the field. Amelia noticed Neve was joining in the game, so she asked Neve to play with her instead. Neve did not give Amelia the answer she was hoping for, unless she called, "I am not talking to you," a yes. "I am mad at Amelia because she told me I was getting time off school, so when I got down to the office, I skipped off happily out of school and then I got an announcement to come back to the office, and the principal started giving out to me, so I told her what Amelia said, but she would not believe me." Neve was so annoyed at Amelia, so she started acting like her and loving school. She was running around shouting, "Disneyland!" Amelia realized what Neve was doing, and so she started acting like Neve and hating school. Amelia sat down and was sighing a lot. Their friends knew what they were doing. Soon enough, Neve and Amelia realized what they were doing was silly. They all realized friendship was one of the most important things in the world, so they said sorry and they were friends again.
We're taking our second story as Gaeilge today and is read by Siva.
An Mála Airgid le Sofíní Gheallmhán. Tráthnóna bhain bhí clé pela ag Síle, bhí beirt cara Michael agus Conall ar a bhfoirne. Bhí sí ag fanna glóiteach go dtí atach chun imeach leo ar a ruthair go dtí an phoirc pela. Bhí sí déanach, nuair a chnáig siad ar deireadh Síle bhí siad an déanach agus bhí deifear mórthú. Thóg siad bealach tapaí tríd an fhuirse go dtí an phoirc pela. Thit Síle don ruthair ar an fear agus i measc an dom i nach a lae chonaic sí mála mór i bhulach. Léigh sí ar na buachaillí. Nuair tháinig siad chuicí, thaispeáin sí an mála dóibh, oscail chun an mála agus beag sé. Bhí an mála lán d'airgid, ní raibh is acu cad a dhéanamh leis an airgid go léir, agus bhí defar mór orthu. Chuir siad an mála arás i bhfolach i measc na dom. Níos déanaí nuair a bhí Síle arás sa bhaile tar éis clé a pheile sí síos lena dad chun feicin ar an teilifís. Bhí gcuardaí ar an nuacht ag caint bhí grúpa gadaí a scoib mála mór airgid ón banc, bunach gaite Síle. Rishi sus star agus kirshi glek gohan Michael agus Connell. Lame sheed roher agus vishid ag dura Síle ilano made. Huig Síle lo agus rohig on chora kugidi a mala argid. Vishi fosan. Viagla Michael tishgarau a quid marlog on mala agus an argid. Vishi ro o kundoga prison. Chum an troracu plan, rachach an troracu i bhullach agus nair a hagan na gadaí leis an mála a thógáil cruthaí siad gléic gohan na gordaí. Bhí pluis in nacal lava, thuig siad i bhullach an. Tar éis tamil fada nair a bhí sé dúracha, bhí na páistí ré chun dul a bhaile. Thuila Síle duine ag cogarníl, bhí tuairse acu na gadaí. Bhí siad ag lurg an mála, bhí fón póca ag Michael. Bhrú sé ní an fón agus fuair sé na gcordaí. Cogar sé leis na gcordaí, cá raibh sé agus go raibh na gcadaí an. Hí an trúr chu go ciún agus don siad. Tar éis nóméid na gcó, thuila siad cois céim in aice leo. Bhí agla an domhan ar na páistí. Go tobann bheith den éigeant, gcordaí, lí ar an talamh. Go tobann bhí sealse gacát agus bhí a long gcordaí an. Bhrú siad ar na gcadaí. Bhrú na páistí amachas an bluis agus léim siad suas agus sias, bhí luchar orthu. Chuaig siad suas chuig na gcordaí, bhí siad ina léchar beaga, thug an banc milliún euro dó do na páistí mar fuair siad na gcadaí.
This is our last delve into our poetry box today and we take to the air with the clouds. Cloud by Grace Horan. I saw a cloud way up in the sky, gently floating in the sky. It looked so fluffy and white, against the sun it looked so bright. On a rainy day you are so grey, and I tried to hide the sun away. When the sun sets at night, you're in to fly, and back again at sunrise.
Our last poem I squared earlier today comes from Gael School Colum Kill and it's read by Liam.
May Fain by Sophia Niyov. Sophia is anam dum. Ta may hendeg mlina dish. Ta birth drifor agam. Dervla agas nasa is anam dove. Ta madra agam. Freddy is anam do. Is lurchere. Ta shay hend lina dish. I bring muam is skull oliver I clun shilla. I bring my yad a garage to Dove Motors at Clunshava. On Kahav Imshra is Fjarlum, na Glockyuk to Pell, Rinka, Snav, Fadog, agus trampolining. On Malat Mushkale?
I think we could squeeze another poem in here.
A Hot Summer by Ellie Conyard. First day of summer, hot, hope, happy summer, red, yellow and blue, all the summer colours, for you. On a hot summery day, we all have ice cream. Yay!
This next poem is by Anya Pavia French and is read by Reese.
The Circus Act. Like walking on a tightrope, thinner than grass, there is no net below, I wave to my class. I step on the rope, the smile in delight, a clown pops out, ooh what a fright. I arrived at the end, my act is done. Everyone cheers. Oh, the circus is fun.
This is our last story today, but the first feature story of this series.
Our feature story comes from Scolinda in Rohini. It's called The Test, and it's read by the author.
The Test by Niamh Byrne. One day there was a little girl called Kira who was really, really nice, and she could do anything, except for one thing. She was terrible at tests because she couldn't do maths, English, Irish or Gaeilge. She was good at everything but school. So then her mom and dad tried to help her, but they could not. She did not like school at all, but she still tried to get a good test, but she just could not. Then there was a new girl in her class, and she joined the school, and she was really, really good at everything, even tests. So then Kira went over to her and asked her to help her with tests, and Molly said yes. Next test came up and Kira got an A+. So then Kira didn't need Molly's help anymore, but they were still good friends. Then Kira's teacher said to her, "Kira, you have improved on your test." And her mom and dad were really proud of her.
Unfortunately, that's all we have for you today.
And what a great way to end the programme. I hope you got to your story or poem.
And of course, you can download a podcast of this programme from the Near FM website.
We hope you enjoyed today's programme.
And will join us at the same time next week on Little Words, Big Stories, broadcast here on Near FM.
Our Little Words, Big Story readers are Katie Norton, Shane Byrne, Grace Barton, Shiva Nieg, Shadi Al-Sherbini, Emma Burke and Alana Pederman.
Today's Little Words Big Story was produced by M. Roach. Production assistant was Ursula Hederman, and this is a Perlman Media production for Near FM.
So from myself, Sienna Harry,
and myself, Reese Costello.
Until next week, slán go fall.